Resh Tzadik Dalid, Sifur Aleph. We've already dealt with the majority of the rules of Arla and Netter Ravai. And the style here in this simin is to discuss a wide variety of Kolyistika Shilas. Sifur Aleph is a sugya in Perakla Yachbar. There's a sugya called Roy Vakarov. Whether Hachanach Harayv. It's a difficult sugya. We know we always go Basar Rayv. And the question the Gemara deals with is whether the Raya of Karayv or the Raya of Rayv, which is stronger. There's a difference of opinion in the Gemara. And as you know, we go, generally speaking, we'll see an exception, we generally go Basar Rayv. Okay, Rayv Akarayv, the most simple example of Rayv Akarayv is when you find a Metziah. You assume that it comes from Raiv. If it's Raiv Gayim, we assume that it's Mutter. Well, let's see how that affects Raiv Yikar. Let's see Sifyat Aleph. I'll explain in a minute, Dine Al-Khasalei. Chavyis shel Yayin Atzmuna Bekerem shel Arla Mutter. It means that you find a Chavyis shel Yayin hidden in Kerem shel. Just to illustrate this, I want to give you... I'll tell you what happened to me when I made a bris in our old shul 25 years ago. I made a bris, and of course my shver brought schnapps. I didn't bring schnapps. My shver, maybe it was my father, of a shalom, they brought schnapps. So, what? No, I don't bother people schnapps down there, right? But, alright, so we had the bris in the building, and then there was some, let me not label them, immigrant Jews on the block, fell in once in a while to the shul. And so I invited them to come to the bris. So the bris was over, they were cleaning up. So my shver looks at his bottle of schnapps, his expensive bottle of schnapps, he couldn't find it. So it was very strange, at least an empty bottle you should find, very, very strange. So as we're cleaning up, I noticed on the bookcase where there was a shas, there were like four Gemaras protruding. So I pulled out the four Gemaras. The bottle of schnapps was behind the four Gemaras. Someone had taken them and hidden it there and, put the four bottles back. And I realized that one of our guests, who was not particularly close to us, was sort of hanging around the shul, waiting for everyone to leave. So I asked him if he put it there. So he said, yeah, he wanted it to be safe. He put it there. So, okay.
Shmira.
So the Gemara is an expression, Roiv Ganve Yisrael, which is a very disturbing expression in some cases, which we'll see a redeeming, kind word here in the Mefarshim. But getting back to here, we're talking about somebody who wanted to steal a barrel of wine, but he couldn't walk out with it because everyone see him walking out with it. So he hides it. And comes back for it at night when, the people who clean up, put away whatever they put away. And that's a mistum. This fellow got the idea from this sif, right? It says Rabbi Yechir wasn't sure if he should teach methods of Geneva. He said, if I teach it, people know how to steal. But on the other hand, it's part of Tyrus. He decided he'll teach it. And Tzadikim Yelchu Ba, Poshim Yikashlu Ba. So let's see the sif. You find a barrel of wine hidden in a similar way to that bottle. A ganev wanted to steal it and he hid it. It's hidden in a kerem of Arla. Do we say that wine, now apparently they used to squeeze the wine in the kerem area because otherwise the whole thing wouldn't make sense. They used to squeeze it there. So the question is, do you assume that wine is from the Arla grapes, and it was squeezed at that place. Mutter, she'ena ganev goinev mikerem zeh. So you don't assume that when the ganev hides it, he hides it in the same keren of a time in Besaychai. We don't assume that he would hide it in the same keren, kerem. So where did it come from? It came from Ruba di Alma. And since it came from Ruba di Alma, it's not Arla. That's this halacha. The Taz Tezayin V'taymein B'saychai She'yarei Shemi Yimtzu'u Darchei Anavim. He hides it because he doesn't want it to be found by the workers there, Rashi. V'kosvu Taisus.
Why can't you
Why would they have made a chavis of arla in the first place? Yeah. Very good question. If it's a chavis, why would we say arla in the first place? So I guess it's maybe shalgai in arla, a field of arla shalgai. You're right. It's either guy or frayin. I don't know. The question. I don't know why I didn't think of the question. Okay. Well, it's talking that they are squeezing out the arla and squeezing that. So it's pashut it's not because we say ganavim don't hide it there. It's a good question. Maybe it means it's the guys. I don't know your question. I missed the question. I don't know why. What? Who says? Oh, so that's a different cash. Vim taimar ye asur mishum yayin nesach the ruba da alma evde kachavim ninu. It's taka not arla. It's not from this field. It's from elsewhere. But if it's from elsewhere, ruba da alma evde kachavim ninu. That's Taisis kasha. Yeshloime de roiv ganve Yisrael. Akan l'shayne. It says there that roiv ganovim were Jews. Baruch Hashem de tasas pirish. Boy says man hoya kain. He says, once upon a time it was that way. And he said, look, that's the Bina Shirai Bakram Yisrael or Shal Yisrael. What? Okay. The Chemi Sibichov test, the Bina Shirai Bakram Yisrael or Shal Yisrael. Rav Kram or Shal Yisrael. Kumchov test, it says it has to be that it's a sealed battle. If it's a if it's an open battle, not it doesn't need two simanim. Only we give it to a shliach. Only by a shliach. The shliach won't steal it till he'll switch it. But here, if someone wanted to steal, the god steals it. But anyway, what? No, we're saying it's not a guy's. No, the arla is a guy's. If you go basakarai, then you would say it comes from this field, which is either guys or frayin, and it's arla. But why? I don't know why, but that's the case. The case is that it's in an arla field where they're being dairachin. And we don't say you go basakarai because it's not the style of the ganavim to hide it in the same field.
But if it's being
it doesn't make sense. So what is after with anything? We're saying it's not arla. We're saying it's not from this field. No, it could be non-arla, it could be a Jews or a guy's equally. Gayim are not makvid only through derech arla, that derech non-arla as well. Right. Yeah, but the chiddush is that I don't say karayv, that since in this field they have wine of arla, and it's karayv, so I don't say that because we go basarayv. That's what it says.
Otherwise you go basarayv.
We go basarayv here because of an umdina. Vice is otherwise you go basarayv, which is the second half. Second half, aval, anavim shenim tzutu nipunim by asa, shekarev adav, shekanva mimenu vitabnam besaychai. Mashenken grapes. Where it's the style to hide it besaychai, so there the by wine you can only hide it when they're pressing the wine, so you would take it out of the field. By grapes you can hide it when they're not bringing the grapes into the house. So there we say it sounds like we go basakarev. That's what we're saying. It could come from ruba de alma, and ruba de alma is non arla. It could come from this field, and this field is arla. So by the anavim we say, karev adavish agan v'mimenu v'tamnam b'saychai. The gross says, even though safik arla b'chutz l'aretz is mutter, it's still. The gross says, karev adavar rothem av pisha safik arla mutter. B'lavarich tzarech lai mekein, akayim alak Reb Chanina. I'll explain Reb Chanina in a minute. Agra lamid vav. Says even though Safak Arla is mut, it's Karev Adavar that it comes from this field. Now here, it seems simple enough. If it's Rive and Karev, you go Basar Rive. So Taz, Yudzayin has a problem. Because we don't pass in that way Lamaskan. It's true. The Gemara says this case, that if you find a Besaychai, it's Aser. And the Gemara brings a Rive from here, at least it explains the Mandiyama, Rai Vikarav Hachanach Harai, based on this. But in Taz Yud Zayin, he's Matmiya. Tazit Zayin. V'zeh ma'am mishloi b'shas batzir. Ve'in shomoz dar chayayim. In chepasuk ha-rambam. V'yesh lo hakshoy. Is the gemara minan al hai. Hechshor diayin de nokat kan. Leimah mishum desvilei k'chanin. Nesir roi v'kar v'ochan achar ha-roiv. U'mishani de b'lav achimoto mishum tamah de nokat kan. Says no, it's no raya roiv v'kar v'ochan achar ha-roiv. Because it's the derech of ganovim to hide it b'saychay. Shei matznien shom yayin, aval anovim matzmien. Mashma. So the Gemara seems to say it's only doicha, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya. Roiv v'kar v'ochan achar ha-roiv. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya, it's the style of the ganovim to hide it there. Mashma, lefim adekayim along k'rab chanina, butucha b'chol gavi, b'chol gavni afil b'invi, b'chein kosev arash, lehed yisham, perek lay akbar, he says, he's saying, we pass in Rai Vakar of Achanacha Arayiv. So even if you find grapes hidden in the field, why don't you go Basar Raiv and say, okay, from outside the field, that's the Taz's Kasha in the name of the Prisha. So the Taz answers it and says, she says, Venira de Chachas Haraman Vator mid Damasik Aval Envy. Isakadaita Gamora Omra Svarazu Shein Masin Shamyan Shakarim Zed Derech Techia Bialma Lama 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 Chilik de Envy Viayin Kimisha Svarla Nisharka Yamas Lavadi Dafla Pima de Kaimalon Krev Chanida Achanacharoid Mekomak Chazara Svara Chazak de Machram de Mikarem Zed Gonvum. And that's what we say over here when there's a svara chazaka that it belongs here. That's more than roiv v'kariv. That's kanimtsu kanhayu. It's a svara that it was here, it was dropped here, that it was placed here.
Why was it called kavurah?
The kosher taisus. So what?
Why was it called kavurah?
Why would we say kavurah? Because it was parish. It's not where it belongs.
It was hidden.
I think it was already, someone pulled it away from where it belongs. I think so. What he's saying is this, I want to explain. One second. No, we're talking chuslar, it's also, the mechaber is talking chuslar, the ram is talking chuslar. But the mechaber stoma is not talking in Eretz Yisrael, it's talking chuslar. Let me explain. Let me go beseder. Okay, let me explain the Taz and I'll explain the Gra. The Taz says that even though there's a sugya of roiv v'kariv, that's when something is not in its place. When something is in the place it was deposited, it wasn't kicked around, then we say karai. We say not karai, but kanim sukan hayu. It's in the place where it was placed. And therefore, kanim sukan hayu is stronger than karayv. And therefore, we say that the grapes, since it's the style to hide grapes here, that's why the grapes are mutter. That's what the Taz is saying, and that's what the Gra is referring to. Even though safek are lemutter, here it's an umdina, that it was placed in its market. That is kind of, that's why it's asa, the right danovim are asa. That's why danovim are asa. If it's from here, there's no right b'chlal. So this svara is used in Chayshe Mishpat. The Simon Rational Test, I think, is Hilchis Aveda. And although I don't think any of us ever had or ever will have a shaila of finding grapes in a kerem and being arla, we do have a shaila when you find an Aveda in the street. You find an Aveda in the street, so there are really two levels of Shaila. One level of Shaila is, who dropped it? Did a Yid drop it or a Goy drop it? There's a second level, was he Miayish, which we'll talk about separately. But right now we're talking about somebody who finds an Aveda, and you have to decide, are you allowed to assume a Goy dropped it, in which case the Aveda is Mutter, or do you assume that a Goy dropped it, and a Yid dropped it, and in the case of Chayv Lahachris? So the shaila that's nageya to us is that Brooklyn is roiv goyim. What happens if you find something in front of the shul? So the most people who pass in front of a shul are Jews, because everyone comes out of the shul and walks there. And do you go basa roiv or do you go basa kariv? Do you say Rav Yidno, do you say, go basak harav? So here, it's interesting that in Chesha Mishpat, we have this idea, the kanim sukan hayu, that if in that location, it's mostly Jews, you assume that it came from a Jew. And there also, the Mefarshim ask, we pass in rav akarav halchadacha harav. And it's interesting, there is the Prisha, here we're asking on the Prisha, there is the Prisha that says this Yisayid of Kanim Sukan Hayu. He says the same idea. The names are a little confusing because there the Taz is the Kash and the Prisha says the Teretz. Here the Prisha is the Kash, Taz says the Teretz. So I don't know, when we learn Bava Basra, we tumble over this. But bottom line, the halacha is this way. The halacha is that even though we have a rule of Rav Vakar Vachanach HaRav, that's when something got kicked around. You find something in a way that you assume it got kicked around. It's not the kanim sukan hayu type of thing. Maybe you find it in the middle of the sidewalk, you'd assume it got kicked around. But if you find it in a place...
It got kicked 10 feet. It didn't get kicked from Borough Park.
Not from Borough Park, but it came from the next block. I don't know. If you stand on the corner of 22nd Avenue R, it's probably Rav Gaim that passed there. Yeah. Not Rav Yidden. If you stand in front of the shul, it's Rav Yidden. So, but now when there's an umdina, then we go bas umdina. That's an ansadi, right? That's true. We're saying an umdina is more. Now, obviously, it depends how strong an umdina. I can't shot up strong in Umdina, but Kalavim hide grapes in the field. That's what it seems. You find the schnapps in the bookcase, you say it didn't come from a different shul, it came from this shul.
So.
What?
No.
Shulchan Aruch is written in Chutz Laretz. Shulchan Aruch is, the Lashna Shulchan Aruch is always is written for Chutz Laretz. That's what we assume.
Most Jews are Chutz Laretz.
Okay. The Mechaber started, they say it took 36 years to interact with the Mechaber. I don't know, he started in Egypt probably. I don't know the history of it, but anyway.
He wrote it after the Beis Yosef, though. The Beis Yosef was...
He was the Mechaber.
He wrote the Beis Yosef.
Oh, you wrote, after he wrote the Beis Yosef, that's true.
There are more
all right. What? At any rate, this is the Sugya of Sif Yud Aleph. It's a little taste of a Sugya of Rav Akariv. The site of Kadim Sukan Hayu. Let's go on to Sif Yud Beis. Osalita pre-shal Arla. It's us to plant an Arla fruit. Okay, you have to understand that the seeds or the fruit of an Arla tree are Osa Bahanoa. The branches are mutter. If a person wants to take a branch of an Arla tree and be mavrich it and plant it somewhere, that's mutter. It's only the peri that's aser, and the seeds of the arla tree are likewise aser. Osalita prishal arla. Imnata hapeirais she, imnata, if you did plant, hapeirais sheyotzimimenu mutarim, the peris that come out of the seed of an arla amutar, dezev zeh, Goyreim mutter. Zevizeh goyreim is mutter. Here we have again a shas sugya. Roivin korim, zevizeh goyreim is mutter. Now this is a chiddush. Now first, a mutter lita yichushal arla shein arla la bepri. A branch of arla, that's not asaba. No, the wood of the arla tree is mutter. Right? It's only pri, esa pri, esa tafel pri, which is the peel. But the yichur is mutter. Because it's new dine arla for its fruits. Yeah, but it's that tree is not also forever. You would think
the pain is the awesome comes out right say the thing is.
Now if you plant the Yichushal Arla will have that in the coming sif. That
the pain is the awesome with the pain is mutter, right? You plant it in the ground.
The first 3 years it's awesome. After the first 3 years.
After 3 years.
It means if it says that if you plant the seed of Arla it's mutter, it means it's mutter after 3 years. It's no different than a seed of non-arla. The chiddush is that the gidulei isra aser, here the gidulei of the seed amutter, because of the rule of zevizegar amutter. So this is, as I said, a shas rule. The shach tells us to look at simin kuf mem beis, which is not in your volume of Yeridei, it's in chelik beis. There it talks about the isra Avodah Zarah, that if Zevel Shel Avodah Zarah was used to fertilize a field by crows is mutter because Zevel Zagarim is mutter. A para that was fed Isurei Krishi Shel Avodah Zarah, food of Avodah Zarah, the meat of the animal is mutter, Zevel Zagarim is mutter. And this is the klal. One of the places where this comes up, an important place is in Siman Pei Zayin. When you learn Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, the Ramah in Siman, the end of Siman Pei Zayin, Sifur Aleph, talks about cheese that was made in the Or Kevas Nevela, milk that was put into a keva, into a stomach of an animal, so that it curdles. That's what the curdling agent comes from. So the halacha is that the gavina of Or Kevas Nevela is aser, but if you maimed it together with the Or Kevas Nevela with also a maimed of heter, then it's mutter. In other words, when you use only a maimid of iser, it's aser, because then the maimid is kulay aser. But if it's a combination, then it's mutter. Now there's an important shach. Okay, you understand the case we're about a maimid, where two things together were maimid. So the shach there says, and the Taz as well, dafka, that the iser is ene yachol bifnei atzmai. There's not enough curdling agent of Isser that it could curdle it by itself in this amount of time. Then it's mutter. In other words, if the Isser could do it by itself, adding heter is not going to do anything. But if the Isser can do it by itself, then it's mutter. And that's a very important rule. You would think the heter has to do it by itself. No. The heter only has to be a contributing factor. That's the rule of Zev is Zagayra mutter. When you have two things that combine, then it's something that it's mutter. Now, this comes up for us mostly in the halacha of milk on Pesach, of animals, cows that are fed chametz, the shaila whether that milk is mutter or not. There also, what the animal eats is what causes the milk to be produced. The question is, it should be zev zekar mutter, whether that's mutter. The halacha is that zev zagayrim is a form of bittel. When something yasas b'mashahu, zev zagayrim, it should not be mutter. Because Rav Rifkin, it's a shame that Punk David's not here this week, but David's grandfather, Rav Rifkin, gave the Yerideish here in Yeshiva, and every year he printed a kuntras of chidushim. It wasn't like today, they print 10 two-line chidushim. He printed a whole kuntras that was one chiddush and a whole kuntras of terutzim of kashas that it answered. And he published Sefer Tiferesim, which is a collection. It's incredible sefer. He has a piece on Zev Zagayrim. He says one yesod and the 30 things it answers. I didn't go through the 30 things, but his yesod is the following. His yesod is there's bittel bekamos and bittel be'echos. Bittel b'kamos is a bittel in quantity. And that is bittel b'shishim. We're all used to it. Somebody that falls into taruv is this bittel b'shishim. A drop of milk falls into a chicken soup and it dissipates into it. It's not recognizable. It's bittel b'kamos. Zev zegayrim, we have a halacha that zev zegayrim is mutter. What does that mean? That means if you make cheese with a curdling agent that's treif and a curdling agent that's mutter, so zev zegayrim mutter is a halacha that if bittel be'echus, in other words, in the power to make this be curdled, it was zev zegayrim. Two things were gayrim. So there also, it seems, is bittel shava b'shava. Yeah, the two things were needed together. We call that bittel be'echus. Okay, the amount of bittel in the case of a curling agent like the shach doesn't need shisha. Shneim Shaso. It's very similar to Shneim Shaso, although there it's Xeris HaKosuv. Shneim Shaso Chayavim, if they couldn't do it each one by himself. Yeah, and here, if they couldn't do it by themselves, here we're saying it's Mutter. There it's us, but it's a similar idea that you need there. Okay. That's his din. Therefore, b'chametz on Pesach, which is also b'mashu, that's why the achreinim amachmir on zeh v'zeh goyrim b'chametz, because chametz b'pesach, there's no bittle. It's an exerit derabbanan that chametz b'pesach is also b'mashu. He explains that that's why zeh v'zeh goyrim b'chametz b'pesach is also, and that's why we're all machmir. We don't use milk that's milked from a cow that was fed chametz, because it was chametz before Pesach is bottle. People are not aware. Chametz before Pesach is bottle. In your house, if chametz falls into the chicken soup, you can serve it at the Seder, because chametz before Pesach, your lach balach, is bottle. What? It's bottle. I always tell you before Pesach, if you drop chametz in, don't tell your wife, because she won't serve it, but it doesn't, nobody drops chametz into the soup. They stick in a chametz stick a spoon by mistake. So Pesach before, chametz before Pesach is bottle. Chametz on Pesach is not bottle. So if you feed an animal chametz before Pesach, that milk is mutter. But if you feed the chametz on Pesach, that milk or eggs are aser. Therefore, a store owned by Frum Yidden that know the halacha, will not buy new eggs on Pesach. They stock up on their eggs before Pesach. It shouldn't be eggs that came from chickens that ate chametz on Pesach. So it's not a geya till the last days. I'll talk about it after Pesach in a minute. But therefore, this last days, if you're already holding by the sixth day of Pesach and you're going to buy eggs, you shouldn't buy eggs in a supermarket, because those eggs may have been laid on Pesach. We're machmir halacha lamaisa on the Mishnah Berurah is the end of Siman Tov Mem Ches, and lamaisa he brings chulukei deis. We're machmir on eggs or chicken that was milked on Pesach. Some people complain the milk. Sometimes the last day, it used to be they turned sour. Today, I don't know what they do with them. They have a longer shelf life. They probably add to it all kinds of healthy stuff to keep it...
They ultra-preserve it, pasteurize it.
But my point is that when noyig to aser, that's how anhoga to aser. Now, yes. Certainly, we don't... the meat is all shechted before Pesach. That's certainly when noyig... So even though meat, if an animal eats treifas mutter, because it's ever zagarim is mutter, but treifas, the last sif, I think, in Hilchas treifas, is ever zagarim by the meat of an animal, a treif animal is aser, but at the end of Hilchas treifas, it's ever zagarim, and it says that the meat is mutter, because it's ever zagarim, even the guf of the animal is zagarim together with what it eats. Ramesha, yeah.
That's what I meant.
It couldn't curdle it in this amount of time. If you would leave it long enough, the Issa would curdle it. But Lamaisa didn't curdle it by itself. As long as you pulled it out earlier.
Regarding the chicken or cow, if it was owned by a guy,
okay, so let's talk. If it's owned by a yid, it's not talking about it. It's not supposed to have chametz. Okay, let's talk about owned by a goy. Ramesha has a tshuva about this. Now, we are noyig iser on Pesach, but not after Pesach. Pashit, well, you ask the Rav, why, if we also have zekarim is also, why are we mad to chametz over Pesach is also? The terrace is, zev is a goyrim, is a big machlaikis, chalukei deis throughout the generations. And we're machmer, dialogue to machmer on Pesach, after Pesach, Chametz Shavuot Pesach is aser, is a drabanan with megel. There's really more to it. I'm talking where it's chametz. If it's not chametz, you're right. I'm talking where it's chametz. Now, Ramesha in the first volume of Igros Ramesha Kuf Mem Zayin has a chiddush. He calls it nearly davar chadash. But he's coming to explain the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim is the big mekel that's brought in the Shari Tshuva and in the Mishnah Berurah. The Beis Ephraim, Ephraim Agolius, is the big mekel. He was a person with very broad shoulders. And Klal Yisrael, his Kayach HaPsak, is considered significant. He's mekel. It's not clear. It's interesting because the Beis Ephraim is usually very much Ba'arichos, very, very clear. And even though in the Sugi of Zev Zagarim it's clear, in the Maskonas HaDvarim, he says words that are less clear. But Ephraim Magolius, I like to tell over, he was a very wealthy man. Very wealthy man. And see, he wrote a number of Svarim. He wrote the Yad Ephraim, which you have in the Gilyan, in Archaim much more, occasionally in Yaradeya, the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim is very bekitzer on the side of the page. He also wrote the Beis Ephraim, which are his Truvis, which are gigantic Shtiklach Torah, very long Shtiklach Torah. So they tell a story about a man who came into him for a donation. So he gave him a donation. So the man looks at the few dollars, he looks at the mansion he lived in. He says, Yad Zayich, as the Yad Ephraim is klein, the Beis Ephraim is grois. He said, you know, so, you know, the very beautiful line. So they say he was so despondent that this person learns his Svarim, you know, that he, you learn the Beis Ephraim, really? But here, he doesn't explain his heter at the end. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva, explains, and it fits well to the Lashon of the... I didn't look up the Beis Ephraim, it's very long. I looked at the way it's brought in the Shari Tshuva. And Rav Moshe explains it. And Rav Moshe says the following. He says that the chametz on Pesach, eaten by a cow, is no longer chametz. It turns into... whatever it turns into. The nutrients turn into blood, into milk, and the zevel turns into zevel. It's changed. Ramesh says that's like chametz that got burnt on Pesach. Like if someone burns chametz on Pesach, and it's left with the eifer. So if a Jew owns chametz on Pesach, he didn't sell it. He has chametz, and he burns it. So afron aser. Even though we were not to burn chametz, it's min ha-nekvarim, she'afron aser. And if a Jew burns chametz on Pesach, then the offer is aser. And if a Jew feeds his animal milk, chametz on Pesach, and they produce milk, the milk is aser. However, a guy is allowed to have chametz. If a guy has chametz and he feeds it to his animal on Pesach, that is, he calls it, just like you have chametz sha'over all of our Pesach, you have chametz sha'over alav meliyas chametz. He says mali over alav pesach, mali over alav meliyas chametz. He calls it the change from being chametz. Okay. So therefore, he says certainly after Pesach, even those who aser the milk, chesevis agarim is aser a goy's chametz after Pesach. There's no chametz sha'over alav pesach on a goy's chametz. So no one's going to aser the goy's milk after Pesach. Call it chametz sha'over alav pesach. It's not chametz sha'over alav pesach, but yad agoy. So therefore, it's really mi'ikar adin that it's mutar after Pesach, because it's no longer chametz. So Ramesha says, mali over alav pesach, mali over alav melias chametz. It's a goy's chametz, sha'over alav pesach is mutar. If it stopped being chametz beyond the goy, it's also mutar. If a goy would burn chametz on Pesach and create ashes, and eat ashes, you're allowed to have enough from it, because it never had the... it had a shem iser, chametz is iser chavtza, but it's like over love a pesach, all of that's Ramesh's chiddush. That just like over love a pesach is not aser min haTorah, over melias chametz is not aser. Ramesh, based on that, is matir the milk b'makom tzayrach. He's matir the milk on Pesach, presumably eggs as well. So that if a person was stuck in a situation, there's yesham al ismaich. This heter, it's just a mashu anyway, because which is a drabanan. So lamaisa, this is I guess Rav Moshe's heter. What?
What's the difference?
Yeah, chalavakum is still an issue, but as far as the ikur din, well, eggs, there's no chalavakum on eggs. It's something that will be money. So at any rate, this is like I said, sefir aleph. We're not going to find chavis hidden, but it's a sugi of raiva kariv, which is negeh to us for aveda. Sifyud Beis is the sugi of Zev Zagayrim, which again, we're not going to have it by Orla, but it comes up by Milkan Pesach. Okay, Sifyud Gimel, we go back to Dine Orla.
In Garam, is there any shear on the...
In what?
In Garam.
In Garam, it has to be Yochel. The Isra has to be Yochel by itself. If this is not Yochel by itself, then we're Meikol. Okay, that's what the Shach holds. I think that also all the initiation. Okay. Excuse me? Yeah, when you plant a seed, the first 3 years, the peris are aser.
Right, but whatever you get to call it, you're not allowed to use it. It's aser b'hana, so
right.
So, when you plant it and you get a tree, that tree should also be aser
b'hana. So that's the chiddush of zev zagarim is mutter. The seed can't produce a tree by itself. It needs the earth and it needs the water. So that's Zeviz Agairim. So that's bottle. The Issa Arla is bottle because of the rules of Zeviz Agairim. And therefore, what grows is mutter. Now, what grows the first 3 years has its own Dine Arla. But the tree doesn't remain Aser, it's mutter in the fourth year. Okay, Sifyut Gimel. Sifyut Gimel and Tesva, we're going to have to learn both of them. The question here is Halacha L'maisa. What do you do? We learn all the halachas, it's nice. And then you have somebody who has a field, and he comes to the Rav, he says, can you do anything for me, you know, with my arla to make it mutter? Before, after it's too late. You know, like you have Shtar Shabbos to be matter, certain aspects of Shtar Shabbos, we have Salah Chametz. So what we're going to learn here in both Sifri Gimel and Tezvav are eitzes, or non-eitzes, ways that a farmer can not lose the Dine Arla Beheter, but to take away is that he can benefit from the first 3 years. Sifyut Gimel, of course you have to get a guy to be a shutim. So Ivek Echavim v'Yisrael Shahayu Shutim. Let's assume they're real shutim. It's not the janitor who came and did a kinyan. It's a real shutim.
Invested.
Two people chipped in. They buy a field. They plant a field. Ivek Echavim v'Yisrael Shahayu Shutim b'netiyah. The shutvim in the plantings, imloy hisnu metchila. If there were no tanais made originally, aser. What grows is aser for the Jew. The guy could take whatever he likes, but for the Jew, whatever grows is aser. And of course, whatever grows is aser for a Jew to buy, because a Jew is not allowed to buy even arla of a guy. We said a guy, even a guy is a farmer, has arla. But the guy himself, he has only mechuyim b'sheva mitzvahs. But it's also for the Jew to derive benefit from what the guy is taking. V'mhisnu mitchilas ha-shutvis. That's an important line. In order for this to work, you have to get to the Rav when you start your shutvis. V'mhisnu mitchilas ha-shutvis. If they made it tonight, at the time that they began their shutvis, zaktaz yotes, k'moylin in Shabbos, just like v'yishtar Shabbos. You have to make the tonight from the beginning. The same thing here. He missed him at chilas atshutvish. Sheve kachavim oichel shnei arla. That the guy will eat the peiros of the first 3 years. V'Yisrael oichel gimel shanim. Mishnei heter keneged shnei arla. He says, the guy, you get 3 years, I get 3 years. Hari zeh mutter. That you could do if you made the tnai from the very beginning. On the condition, volvad, shaloi yavayu lecheshmin. That they don't come to calculate the amount of fruit. The key here is that the Jew can't benefit from the fruits of Arla. If the fruits don't exist, the fruits don't exist. He says to the guy, you get whatever grows the first 3 years, I get the second 3 years. And they make a deal. Now, if a fruit doesn't grow the first 3 years, that's the guy's tough luck. Because he made a deal that whatever grows is his, and nothing grows. So the Jew has no benefit for what's growing. That's mutter. They don't sit down afterwards and calculate. The guy will say, look, if I get 20 bushels, you get 20 bushels. Then you're trading peiros arla. And that is mutter. And that is trading peiros arla, which is also. That's the shita of the mechaber. The Ramah comes along, v'yesh matirin. Afilu lo histu metchila. He's not matter trading. His matter, the tanai wasn't made originally. Rakshi Yisrael lo imilevi kechavim, tolata shnei arla, v'aniyato shnei heta kenegdam. The v'yesh matirin holds it doesn't have to be at the beginning of the partnership. As long as they don't make a cheshbin, they just do it right away. It's mutter. Shach chavches. Loidami l'shabbos t'asal l'kuli alma. Loimi l'kachavim tol atachel kachav b'shabbos ani b'chayelam lahisnu metchila. Kavrish bar v'chaim reishum hay. Doesn't mean it's just shlichus hamalacha. There, by Shabbos, doing malacha is aser. So if you tell the guy, you work in our trade, yes, it's a shlichus hamalacha b'Shabbos. It belongs to a Jew. Aval hacha, ain't kind of a shlichus malacha. You're allowed to work on the field during the years of Arla. Mash Yisrael Eichel Kenegdam Ein Zeh Nehena. Shekein HaMishpat Shana Shezei Veidu Eichel. You tell the guy, you work the field 1 year, you get the Paris. I'll work the field the 4th, 5th, and 6th year, I get the Paris. Shekein HaMishpat. That's the way partners work. You work it this year, and I work it that year. Whoever works it the year gets it. That's the hetera of the Eshmatir.
It's still gains.
Oh, because if a guy doesn't work it that year, they made a deal. That you get that year, I get this year.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the fourth and fifth, they'll have to divide.
So he's telling him, you could work the field this year.
It's all yours.
And if you don't work the field, there's zero Paris. It would be the same thing. I have no off from Paris. I don't dive into Hashem. Paris should come out the first 3 years. It doesn't matter to me.
Is there an aspect of...
And I can deal with that. Three years for 2 years.
I would assume it's the same thing. As long as the Jew, the key here is that the Jew doesn't benefit from a fruit growing. If no fruit will grow, he'll get whatever he gets. So that's like your Meicha Dekel Lepei Reisa. You can sell the Dekel, and then the Paris go to you.
Is there an aspect of Kabbalah
here? No, it's nothing to do with Kabbalah. Okay, that's what it says here in this sif.
This is comparable to Shabbos. So why is it by Shabbos? If you know that you calculate it, if you divide it in half, but over here you can't.
Because it's not separate fruit. Here, the fruit doesn't all go in the sif. You don't save the first 3 years' fruit till the end of the 6th year. Here, you don't have to calculate it. You see the fruit. There's no mixture of money like in a store. The money mixes in the bank. Here, there's no mixture. The fruits... First 3 years fruits are here, the second 3 years are here. Just the mitzvahs is different.
Are they making the same deal on Shemitah?
Make the same deal by Shemitah? No, because this is a malacha. A Jew, right, that's Shachav Ches says, at least you mean the Mechaber, you mean the Ramah. The Ramah's heter is only when there's no Issa malacha. Right, that's what Shachav Ches says. There's not, but Shemitah is Issa malacha. You certainly can't do it. The other hat, the hat of Tchilas HaShutfis. Could you do it? I would think it should depend on the Machlaikis, the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit. If there's an Isser on the Paris or Shvi, on Shvi, if a guy's ownership helps. But I told Machlaikis when they brought in Yerushalayim, every year in Shemitah, is whether when a guy owns a field, it takes off the Isser of Shemitah or not. Right, that's the Machlaikis. Shabbos is in the Shemitah. Right. And the Mechaber holds has to be the same as Shabbos, you have to do Tchilas HaShutfis. Ramah holds it's different than Shabbos. Regarding Shemitah, light the minig of those who hold that Shemitah Biad Gai is mutter. But the thing is, you can't do it with the Ilanis, you have to do it with the Karka. See, Arla, it's the Ilanis. Here it's the Karka that asks. So, I guess if you make up the Karka as yours, the first 3 years, the karka is mine. The second 3 years, b'shkafa rishayin, it should help. Unless there's a different reason I'm not aware of. Okay, this is Sif Yud Gimel. Now, the Taz is that this is a stira to Sif Tezvav. So we're going to skip your Dalet momentarily. Lasur Sif Tezvav, and they seem to contradict each other. In Sif Tezvav, it says, Muta limkar loive kechavim perishnei arlo l'shalei shanim. We're talking about the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, it doesn't have to be a Tanai B'tchilas HaShutfis. The Jew owns the field, owns the trees. There's a heter of Dekel Lepei Reisav. Dekel Lepei Reisav means you don't sell the fruit. You sell the tree for its Paris. So Siv Tezvav says, you're allowed to sell a guy the fruits of the tree, as long as the fruits didn't come to the Eilam. So in effect, he's selling him the tree, not permanently, he's selling the tree for this year for its payers. So Taz Chav Gimel says, what's going on here? It's a steer in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel said, this is like Hilchus Shabbos, you have to sell it, B'tchilas HaShutfis. And here in Sif Tezvav, he says, you could sell a Dekel HaPeiraisav, you could sell the Dekel for its payers. The Gra Mem Dalet says, Eina Meicher Alo Eitzim. Ein ola naiges behem. You're not selling the pay rice. You know the makdav shaloi belayimam. It's mamish the sugi of dekel pay rice. So he asked the kasha. The tazi asked, so why don't you have that heter back in the previous sif? So the kudas hakesef. He answers the kasha on the side on the page of sif tezvav. The kudas hakesef answers the stira, and he answers the following. Oh, yodati mekarlazet. The taz said, what's going on here? Ishtamite, the task missed. Shekei Kosova Beis Yosef Bebedek HaBayis. The Bedek HaBayis was written by the Beis Yosef later in the second edition. The Beis Yosef was published, and later there was he added Bedek HaBayis. And if you take out a tour, I don't know the newfangled tours, but a traditional tour, the Beis Yosef is written in Rashi letters, and so that a reader can make a distinction. This Bedek HaBayis is written in block letters. Because sometimes you read the Beis Yosef and you read Mefarshim and you don't know what they're asking. He answers it, the Bedek HaBayis. The answer is, not everybody had the Bedek HaBayis. The Bedek HaBayis was added later. So the Shach is saying that this Taz didn't look in the Bedek HaBayis. Where the Beis Yosef brings the Tshuva Sarajma, Shkoske B'Shem Arayvid, Chekos Gamke B'Teis Taisus Bedek HaBayis, Shem Kafter Operak B'Shem Arayvid, Bechenu b'tshuvas harashba shebetfus elef kufnu na'av zeloshayna because of arrived zeloshayna b'mishna hamikadesh ba'orla the mutalimka peres orla shoy ba'ola elam deni meicher elamakam eitzim va'atzei orla shori b'hanor. The arrived deal was mechadish this heter that it doesn't have to be a din in the shutvis, it could be a din in the tree, and you could sell the tree. Umashik shalom binam besif yud. Besif yud gimel, it should be. Bimwa binam besif yud gimel. You have your days. Yours is fixed. Let's see. Histo betchilas ashutvis. Aye, before we said it has to be a tonight in the beginning. Like kashem idi, the hasam yitol chelkai kineg, the achshabal laila. There, the shutvis is mamshech. There's a hemshech on the shutvis. And one shutv takes this, one shutv takes that. Here it's a full sale. There you're saying we continue to be shutvim, and the division will be in this manner. The division's in this manner. It has to be b'tchilas ha-shutvis. Here it's a mechira, mechiru me'achshav. You're saying I'm selling it to you as of now. A mechira me'achshav, that's a different din. And that works. So it depends really on the way you phrase the deal. If you phrase it as a mechira, then it's mutter, and if not, so you really have to be a lamdin for this to work. In other words, you go to a balabas, you tell him, you have orla, evay, go do siftezvav. If he's not enough of a lamdin to know, he's selling dekala pei raisa, l'chayr, it won't work. So Rabbi Kiveger here actually says an interesting thing, which again, it seems to be a kolistic thing. The Rabbi Kiveger, siftezvav?
Yeah.
All right, we're coming to Rabbi Kiveger. We're going now with the Taz's kasha. We're answering. Depends how you structure the deal. If it's a hemshech of the shutfis, you need tchilas ha-shutfis. If it's a mechira of the trees, so then it works. Zok the Rabbi Kiveger, limcha levichavim avur barash v'atam, deina meicher elamokim eitzim, v'atzeyor l'shari ba'anoy. You're not selling the fruits, you're selling him just the wood. The eitzim doesn't mean wood, it means a tree. V'atzeyor l'shari ba'anoy, v'u b'nekiz ha-kesef. Tzarchloim. Now listen to this kula. He's an Amoretz. He doesn't know. He says, I want to do siftes vavheta. He doesn't know to say, I'm selling the tree for its payers. Since his whole kavana here is to be mafresh me iser. Listen to this kula. Al dascha chamu mumaycha baychen amayil. He has a kosher prisha basically come on shilchav in a totally different din. And Peladikadin. You hear what he's saying? Siftesvav only works because the Beis Yosef found this Tshuvas HaRashba and Arayvin that said if you structure the deal, Dekel Lipei Roisav, it works. See, even though this fellow never learned Dekel, he doesn't know the Lumdis, he doesn't know anything. He goes and he says, I'm selling it with the Heter, the Orla Heter that my Rav told me about. And he does that. So we say, since he sold it for the Heter, then it works. Bang, it works. Isn't that a great kula? Great kula. Sometimes I have a heta iske issue. Rav Moshe writes, Don't use a het disk if you don't know what it's talking about. He says, if you use it like a kameya, you wave it at interest and it becomes mutter, don't use it. So that's where Moshe writes. He writes, karav adover to be awesome. He doesn't ask a bidi evid. He says, don't do it. So he says, have a shayla afterwards. If lachar ha-maisa, somebody used a het disk, he has no idea what a het disk is. So there's a psak from Rabbi Yashiv that if they're from a yidden, they use the het iska, so this mamish, this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they mean to do it in the way that's mutter. If it'll push, it'll come to shove. They'll have to know what it says. They'll ask the Rav what it says. Whatever it says, that's what happens. See, Mechiras Chametz, you know what you're doing. It's very simple by Mechiras Chametz. Het iska is complex. What's saying here is in a complex situation, we assume you did it al das the chachamim. That's the heter. B'shem Rav Yosha by Heter Iska. It's interesting, there's a ktsais in Simen Reish Mem Aleph, Siftalid, by Esrig. I have to find something to do with Tishrei, right? So the ktsais there has exactly the same thing, but someone says, can I use your Esrig for the mitzvah? He doesn't know Lachem, not Lachem. What? These people, you know, as he goes to someone, he says, let me use your Esrig for the mitzvah. Now really, he has to be kainit, and he has to be maknit back. So the ktsais says the same thing. It's time you have an Amaretz, he doesn't know. So he says, if he did it stoma in a way to do the mitzvah. That's what we have now, the hete iska, the esrig, and here. I hear l'chaira, they missed, don't start with geirus. So l'chaira, good, there's a rosh simin chaf. There's a rosh simin chaf. There's a Navi Shir tape, the title is rosh simin chaf. It's like you say the sticker rosh in Kiddushin, and if the rush starts unusually, usually a rush starts with a Gemara. The rush starts with the words, Al ki ro'isi ba'ashkenaz. He says, I saw in Germany many times that they forget the ring at the wedding. Now, punkt in Germany, everywhere else, they say, let's wait 20 minutes, we'll go get the ring. In Germany, they say, no, you're doing a wedding now. Kala's not here, it doesn't matter, you know. So anyway, he writes, Reisi Ba'ashka has come upon him. And he says, it bothered me. I'm at a wedding. The chassan doesn't have the ring. And they go into the audience. They ask anybody willing to spare a ring. If someone gives a ring, they do the kedushin with the ring. The rush says, I don't know if this lady realizes that she's giving the ring for keeps. You can't lend a ring to the chassan. She uses it to get married and give it back. It's not a kedushin. The kala has to receive a shava pruta. She has to receive something worth money. So the shach writes, I saw in Ashkenaz they do it this way. And the rush writes, and he says, I don't understand it. How does it work? So he's malamet schus. He's malamet schus, and he says that at a wedding, someone gives away the ring. It's whatever is needed that this wedding should take place. And if it has to be for keeps, it'll be for keeps. And I won't get it back. And even though the woman didn't say it, we assume that that's her das. That's her das. And she assumes it up to get married. That's the psak of the rush. She says, same by talis. When you borrow a talis, it's funny. By lulav, everyone knows lachem. By talis, most people are not aware. You have to own the talis. You have to own the talis. You have to own it. If you don't own it, you don't make a bracha. A shul, if you remember the shul, you own it. But otherwise, you have to own it. The rush is the same thing. If you lend someone a talis, then we assume you're maknetin for keep. You're giving it, you don't know the din. You're giving it to whatever heaven requires for you to do the mitzvah, it's done. And therefore it's mutter. That's the Rosh's chiluk. It's a very geshmaki chiluk to be aware of. And I don't know if you're going to believe this, but 2 weeks after I gave that shir, I was at a Lag Ba'omer wedding, and the chassan couldn't find the ring. And at the end, they happened to find it before he actually did the kedushin. I asked him for the ring before it, and he didn't have it. We went to a sister-in-law who was makna her ring. I didn't run the ride. I told the Rosh himself says, tell them it's for keeps. I told them it's for keeps. You're not getting it back. So she gave it to the chassan. And then later, they did ring, you know, someone came running with the ring before the actual kedushin.
It doesn't have to be a ring.
But It doesn't have to be a ring, but you know, Api Kabbalah, you know, the Shloss says, you really don't, you really, if you're missing the ring, you can take out a, as we were with a pruta, you take out something else, take a bilkula from the table, and because the issue with the bilkula. Okay. So that's Sifyud Gimel, so just to Sifyud Dalid, Mutta Loimalai Vekechavim Bishnei Arla, you're allowed to tell a guy during the Arla year, avoid karmi vitito peresaha, work my field, and you'll get the peres for this year, and then tenli karmacha she overall lash they are love avedet of etel peresaha. You're allowed to swap. Or hashulchan causes a chiddush that grama gram hanah is mutter, and therefore you're allowed to swap. Really, it follows that the swapping should be mutter. If you do a betchila, it's certainly mutter.
Why don't they do the even, like that?
Who said they don't?
Who?
I don't know. If a farmer came to me, I tell him, this is what you should do. You should sell dekal pei raisa. You should do this.
What?
It's takanach mishashala. No, but one minute, if you give it to the guy, the payers are still arla. See, it doesn't help you. The fruits are still arla. Just it helps you financially. That you'll get something for it, you'll be able to get.
But you're only
so,
land.
What? You'll be mad before it's Arla. Before it's Paris, you do it either with Chilas HaShutvis, or if you declare Paris, you do it later. The Kiddush is, it doesn't have to be a Shut. The same as Yud Gimel, just doesn't have to be a Shut, if that's all. Okay? Ksiva Sima Taiva, Gukka Ben Shtyar. Next Sunday, Shasar Sima Tshuva, we'll learn Bezos Hashem.